Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Last night, we saw Seattle. They took care of Washington 38-14. Sam Darnold perfect in the first half. The Seahawks, are they contenders? Are they pretenders? Darnold looks great. The defense is stopping to run. To talk about the Seahawks and what we can expect for the rest of the season, joining us right now is someone who covers all things Washington sports for the AP. Welcome to the show, Andrew Destin. Andrew, we appreciate the time, man.
Thanks so much for having me. Appreciate it. It's good to be on the show. I'm a big fan as well, so happy to be on.
No, thank you so much. I mean, we saw a beatdown last night. You got Seattle now on a three-game losing streak, or excuse me, winning streak. They got a record of 6-2. How serious should we take them, in particular Sam Darnold, given how we saw him end last year?
I think this team is to be taken seriously, and I think it's less so about Sam as it is about the cast around him. I think you have to take into consideration just how good of a season Jaxon Smith-Njigba has been having. I'm writing about it right now. This is a guy who is on pace to shatter Calvin Johnson's single-season record for receiving yards in a season, right? Like, that's not to be taken lightly. This is evidence of just how good Smith-Njigba has been, and the defense has been excellent. I mean, as much credit as you want to give the offense, especially for how good Sam played yesterday, the front seven is excellent. The injury to Ernest Jones is certainly a little concerning. Mike McDonald just talked to us reporters over Zoom and didn't have much the injury, but long and short of it, I think this is an excellent Seahawks team, as good as we've seen since 2020, which is the last time they started 6-2. This is a really good team. They've got a lot of potential, and I think that Sam Darnold playing the way that he is, offensive coordinator Clint Kubiak, is really intriguing. I think he was an excellent pickup, getting him from New Orleans last year. I think that this team is really firing on all cylinders, and it all starts at the top with Mike McDonald. He's really put a good team together here.
Well, Andrew, you talk about the offense, and Jaxon Smith-Njigba has just been absolutely amazing and now being elevated to wide receiver one. Are you concerned about balance on the offense given the running game, and then Cooper Kupp is the second best receiver? He's not the player that he used to be. Are you concerned about the balance on the offense?
Absolutely. And I think that's the biggest question is that, okay, this is all well and good in the regular season, but will you be able to pass the ball like this in January, especially as cliche as it gets? But let's say the Seahawks are heading back east for some of those matchups or to the NFC North, where you might be playing a game in Green Bay in January. Can you pass the ball 40 times a game and trust that Sam Darnold's going to get the job done? I don't know if you can. So I think that is certainly a concern. Now, that being said, you take it for what it's worth, the offensive line has been drastically better than a year ago. And part of that is due to Sam Darnold, I think, being, you know, no disrespect to Geno Smith, I think he's been a better quarterback than Geno Smith in terms of the offensive line play for the Seahawks. They've done a much better job of keeping him upright. And in terms of just, you know, being able to create holes, being able to create time and space, the run game itself, though, that certainly is a question. Kenneth Walker III, Zach Charbonnet, those guys haven't quite been able to get it done. The offensive line has been better, but not quite to the level that the Seahawks would want. So, yeah, I think that in terms of the biggest question marks, it's can they finally be able to firmly establish a run game, and can a number two option arise? Because as much as Cooper Kupp is the bigger name, Torrey Horton has flashed at times. Maybe he's the guy. Maybe Jake Bobo returning from injury a few weeks back and looking more and more like himself each week. Maybe he's the guy. But to your point, yeah, there needs to be a number two option, and it needs to be somebody who can kind of assert themselves rather than continuing to spread the ball around to five, six, seven different guys, which has worked to this juncture, but you would like for a true number two option to emerge.
Andrew Destin is here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show. Covers all things Washington sports for the Associated Press. Well, Andrew, we know the trade deadline is tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 Pacific. Do you see the Seahawks doing anything? They're not going to stand pat, right?
I can't imagine they stand pat. If there's a couple of things to keep tabs on, it's the following. It's, will they move Reek Woolen, the cornerback who is in his contract year, is a former Pro Bowl guy but has kind of had a down season? Is he somebody that they move because they don't see themselves extending him? Or is Reek Woolen a guy that they look at and say, well, we will extend him and we won't trade him? He's somebody who could be on the move. On the side, I would say that they might be looking for some linebacker help. This injury to Ernest Jones IV looks like it could be fairly serious, and they like what they have with Drake Thomas and Ty Okada to be able to fill the gap if need be for the time being, but Ernest Jones has been having a career year. You don't just replace that guy internally. You might need some help. So are they going to theoretically be able to trade for somebody as good tomorrow? Probably not, but you have to believe they'll get some reinforcement. So I would say linebacker, wide receiver maybe even, maybe some offensive line help to shore up the depth there. It's not going to be any gigantic splash moves unless they decide, hey, we're not going to be able to keep Woolen. Let's try and get some value for him. Let's move him now versus letting him walk in free agency and get nothing for him. So I'd say those are some things to keep tabs on. And linebacker is definitely something that, given yesterday's game, that has suddenly become a pressing need.
Well, Andrew, we know that front line on the Seahawks defense has just been performing like one of the best, if not the best, in the entire NFL this season, stopping the rush. Are there no concerns at the cornerback position? I know you talk about Reek Woolen. What has happened to him over the past couple of years?
It's tough to say. You know, first off, because this is my first year covering the team full time. Previously, was located in Pittsburgh for 3 years. But from what I can gather here and from what I've observed with Woolen, it seems it's just like inconsistency. That's the best way to put it. It's that lack of attention to detail, lack of ability to stay locked in on every single play the way that you need to. One of my fellow beat reporters here in Seattle kind of described it as the mentality a cornerback needs to have is
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Expecting that the ball is going to be thrown to them every single time. And I don't know for certain if Reek Woolen has that mindset. There are certainly times where he takes plays off, loses interest, loses focus, all those sorts of things. He's guilty of it as much as anybody in life is guilty of daydreaming and things like that, but his athleticism, his ability, it's incredible. It's just not quite there at the level that the Seahawks need it to be.
Well, as we head over to the deadline, it looks like Seattle is pretty much, I don't want to say set, to go ahead and make it into the postseason. We got the Rams in the division at 6-2. San Francisco is 6-3, despite not having Purdy and being busted up all year. How do you see things kind of filling out? Like, Seattle's not going to fall off, right? They'll make it to the postseason.
Yeah, I think they'll make it to the postseason, especially because I'm writing about this now, but you look at who they're playing the next 5 weeks, four of those teams are below 500, including one of them in the Tennessee Titans, who we know how bad they've been this season. Arizona Cardinals have had their struggles. They're going to make the postseason. The question is just whether or not they can win the NFC West. And I think a big matchup to circle on the calendars is just a couple weeks from now when they travel down to LA to play the Rams. That's going to be a huge game, with the Rams also being 6-2. So this is a postseason team. I think they will be markedly better in terms of the win-loss record than last year when they finished 10-7. I think they get to 12-5, which is pretty darn impressive. But, you know, sitting here at 6-2, there are some games you look at on the calendar and say, okay, can they beat the Rams? Can they beat them twice? Do they split? How about when they travel to play the Niners again? Do they lose that matchup again? These divisional games, we know how important they are. And I think that those two teams, the Niners and the Rams, they do kind of pose some trouble. They are bad matchups for the Seahawks, so kind of curious to see how those kind of matchups. There's three more of those games, and if you include the Cardinals game coming up this weekend, four of their six NFC West games are still to take place the back half of the season. So a lot to be determined in the division, but this is a postseason team. I can say that pretty confidently.
Andrew Destin here with us from the Associated Press. Knowing that Sam Darnold is the guy last night, the four touchdowns, I don't think anybody could have asked for anything else than what he's been able to do. Do you think he's going to be at the end of the season in the MVP conversation again?
I think so, which only further validates that, listen, no disrespect to the Minnesota Vikings, but it only further validates that, yeah, this is a guy who last year was not a one-off. It was not a fluke. It's somebody who, I know we've written about this at the AP a few times, but I think ahead of the Buccaneers matchup, one of the, you know, fine games of the season where some offenses were really showing out. Sometimes quarterbacks just need more time. Maybe Sam Darnold wasn't in the right spot with the Jets and the Panthers. Maybe that's really obvious now in hindsight, but with the way the Jets are playing this year. But maybe he deserved to be a top five pick. Maybe he really was that good in college and just needed some time to adjust to the league. I remember I had a good conversation with Drew Locke about this about a couple months ago, asking him about how important is it to get second chances? Like, maybe your first spot isn't the perfect fit. And he was like, yeah, quarterback, it's different from other positions. You really do need time. And the jump from college to pro at that position, the jump from college to pro for anybody is incredible. But, you know, I think it's fairly, you know, easy to say that adjusting from college to pro as a quarterback versus an offensive back versus an offensive lineman, those are big, big differences. The mastery of the playbook, the speed of the game, the availability of receivers, how much separation they can create. That is all markedly different. So, long and short of it, Sam Darnold's playing really well. I don't think it's a fluke. I think he'll be in the MVP conversation at the end of the year for a really good Seahawks team.
Wow. Well, Andrew, final question for you. All things considered, what do you think is the ceiling for the Seahawks team this year? What do you think is the most likely outcome?
Yeah, I would say most likely is they win a playoff game. I think that's most likely. Anything beyond that is gravy. I'm not looking at this team as a true, true Super Bowl contender just because of how tight it is in a really good NFC West and some of those other teams in the NFC that really are the bellwether franchises. I think the Seahawks are maybe a year away from being spectacular. That being said, Jackson Smith and Jigba is playing at an elite, elite level. The defense, when healthy, can be the best in the league, if not one of the top three, top five. I don't know, man. I think they can get to the NFC Championship game. And once you're there, you know, throw the record books out the room, right? Like, anything's possible. So I would say that a good expectation, a good ceiling for this team is the NFC Championship game. A realistic one would be that, you know, they get in the playoffs, they win a game. And that's, we see where it goes from there.
Now, do the fans share that sentiment, or are they kind of head over heels right now with excitement?
I think head over heels, but not to speak for the Seattleites on their behalf, as somebody who's been here all 6 months. I think that the way that things went with the Seattle Mariners, fans are really optimistic, really excited, but tempering expectations per usual. Let's not get too far ahead of ourselves.
Completely understand that. Well, Andrew, we appreciate the time and you lending your expertise. Tell everybody where they could find, follow you, and keep up with all your work.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm on X, formerly known as Twitter, at AndrewDestin1. That's the numeral one. And you can read all of my work at AP.org, as well as so many of my colleagues here at the Associated Press. So,
hey,
thanks,
Andrew,
so much for having me. This is such a pleasure.
No problem, man. We'll catch you soon, Andrew, okay?
Sounds like a plan. Looking forward to it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.